5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local Holiday Station store.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han, and we have on the line Siai Ket E. He's the head of research and economics at Hong Leong Investment Bank.
Good morning, Ket E. So there have been a few upward revisions for Malaysia's GDP for 2017. Real quick, let's start with this broad theme here. What's your outlook on the Malaysian economy?
Well, if we compare year-on-year basis, 2017 is definitely a better year. We begin this year with better external environment, firmer commodity prices, and which are all reinforced by a mild recovery in domestic consumption. And as we go forward, definitely what our view is that the low base effect will start to diminish in second half 2017. Just to recap, Malaysia registered an impressive GDP growth of 5.6% in the first quarter this year. And this growth was driven by a combination of low base and also strong exports. We believe that Malaysia's growth will average 4.9% this year. It represents some moderation from the high of 5.6%, but this is still a very favorable growth if we compare against the growth rate last year of 4.2%.
Now, you mentioned that rebound in external demand, also the resilience in domestic demand. So, you know, given those kind of economic trends here, how is that feeding into the broader market sentiments, you think?
Well, definitely we have seen this economic fundamental being reflected in a broader market. Following the improvement in macroeconomic data, investor sentiments have also turned positive. We have also seen corporate earnings recovery in the first quarter this year. All this has led to our KLCI rising more than 100 points from 1640 beginning of the year to the current level of 1760. So yeah, definitely, I mean, it has been reflected, but I think the concern now is that whether all this have been priced in by the market.
So zooming into equities then, you know, which sectors in particular you think are expected to have more upside risk moving forward?
Well, at this juncture, we believe that most of the macro positive for the Malaysian economy have been priced in. And also, don't forget that we have to now start to get concerned a bit about the uncertain commodity prices and also the expectations of some growth tapering in Malaysia. And it is definitely more difficult for the market to continue on a strong rally from here. Sector-wise, we believe that the export sector is now looking good again. The risk of trade protectionism that beginning of the year we have some concern on whether President Trump will impose some trade walls on especially on the Asian counterparts. The risk is now subsiding, and meanwhile we have seen ringgit stabilizing around 4.30 levels. For this level, definitely the export sector is still enjoying a very good revenue translation. Another sector that we think that it will regain momentum is the construction sector. It has been quite quiet for several months after being very busy with contract awards last year. Last year was a record year for contract awards for local contractors. We believe that we can expect some pickup in construction jobs as we move into the second half this year. We still have some outstanding jobs from MRT2 to be dished out, and we also have the LRT3, the so-called the subcontracts of that to be dished out.
Now, on the other side of the coin then, which sectors are expected to face significant headwinds during the next 6 months?
If we talk about headwinds, most of these are actually continuation of what we have seen beginning of the year. Particularly, there are a few sectors whereby we believe that they will continue to face headwinds, namely the media sector, consumer, we are talking about the retail space, and also the oil and gas sector. For the media sector, it's mainly affected by the digital disruption. We are talking about the traditional media space, The ADAC spending has been affected because of the emergence of the digitalization of type of ADAC spending. And for the consumer sector, the traditional retail sector segment has faced challenges from the online e-commerce. And for the oil and gas sector, is mainly due to the uncertain oil price movement, whereby it will continue to have an impact on the spending on exploration and production activity.
Now, real quick, with the little time we have left, now we have got several notable IPOs coming up, but you've seen with Lotte Chemical having to reprice their IPO given somewhat lackluster demand. Do you see there being a healthy pipeline of listings? You know, and how indicative is what's happening at Lotte Chemical? How indicative is that of the broader demand or sentiment for domestic investors?
Well, if we look at the domestic liquidity, there's still ample domestic liquidity according to the benchmark indicators that we have. Investors are still hungry for good investment ideas. I think the key is to price the IPO attractively, you know, so that you can gain investor interest. So to me, it's not so much about the lack of liquidity. I think there should be still healthy pipeline of listing coming. Investors are still hungry, but I think the lesson learned here is that, you know, that investment ideas have to be attractively priced for, you know, to attract investors.
To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.